he scopes out locations, and even when he's got, like, if he's had permission to do something from somebody, he never kind of, he doesn't say, like, oh, I'm coming along at such and such a time on such a day to do it. It's a case of, like, right, one day you will go to that bit of wall and what you've asked an image-wise will be there.
Carl Stryker is an art enigma. His satirical pieces, such as ballerinas with spray paint and Mickey Mouse brandishing a machine gun, can be found dotted around Teesside. Few know who he actually is, leading some to label him as a Banksy for the North East. Stephen Irving is the founder of North East Urban Art. He's been working with Stryker for the last few years.
A mysterious chap who sounds absolutely lovely over the phone. We've never met up. It's always been over the phone, over emails, chats, stuff like that. If he's sold a bit of work for the website, he'll drop the piece of work off outside the house. I'll leave an envelope with some cash in, and an exchange takes place that I get an email saying, right, it's gone, it's there, the work's there, I've got my money, thank you very much, go back outside and pick up the parcel. And that's kind of like how we tend to do things. Keep it kind of as minimum contact as possible, I suppose.
Unsurprisingly, not everyone's a fan of Stryker's work.
The piece I'm looking at is on the walls of the Empire Theatre, which is a listed building, and in law it's protected, so he actually could be prosecuted through planning laws for actually doing this.
John McPartland is a Middlesbrough councillor.
In the right place, it would be a very good piece of art, and I'm not going to call it art because it's in the wrong place.
So you think it's graffiti?
I think it's graffiti and should not be there. It is breaking the law as well. Somebody comes along, likes it, a can of spray in hand, and decides to have a go at imitating it or putting their own particular signature on, and they do, and people come along the next day and are horrified by it. That will happen. It will happen because people, all they have to see is a precedent and they will follow, and that's my fear on this one.
Stryker's work certainly stands out, but do people think it's art or simply vandalism?
It's a picture of a lady on the phone. It's depicting her as a bit of like an angel, and it's saying, oh my God, we have such a strong connection.
And you like it?
I think it's funny, yeah, and it's attractive. It's well done. When I first saw it, it made me smile. It's a good piece of art.
I think that's art because of what it is and because of how it's been done. It's appealing to the eye. If it was ugly and if it was just scrawled across the wall, then it wouldn't be art. That would just be a mess.
I think it's quite expressive, and I've actually had a little look at his website as well, at some of his other pieces. And whilst it is graffiti, I think it's pretty cool.
I think the mint. Well, it's just, I mean, look at the horrible old building and look at that. It's lovely, isn't it? It's like somebody with a bit of style and, I don't know, it just looks canny.
Cleveland Police says it would take the necessary action if the artist was caught in the act and would look into any complaints about the artwork. In the meantime, Stephen Irving believes Stryker's identity will remain a mystery, but his profile and popularity could increase further.
People are buying his work not just from the Teesside area. I've sold, sold a piece over to someone in Australia a couple of months ago, one of Carl Stryker's works. You know, he could do a piece tomorrow that suddenly gets shared all around the world, people are talking about it, and that launches, you know, him into being able to do all sorts of other things. He could spend the rest of his time just doing them in the Teesside area. It's you know, that's the nature of any kind of artist's work. You never know who's going to be the next big thing. Whether it's positive or negative, people are talking about you, and as an artist, people talking about you is kind of like the thing that you want. So yeah, just have to wait and see.